Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So I have a puppy dog, and when I come home, my puppy dog wants to give me kisses. And so I come home, and I'm like, oh, my God, I have a day. And then she's all happy, and then she wants to jump up, but she can't because she's kind of a little dog. So she comes up, and she gets up to my face, and she gives me kissy lips, and I'm like, oh, you kissy Lindsay. And then sometimes the cats do that, too. Like, I'll be asleep, and then the cat will come up and trying to wake me up. This one cat, she's such a beautiful black cat. She's, I think, half Himalayan, half Persian. We adopted her from a shelter, animal shelter. And she's a long-haired black cat and just exquisite. But she makes me mad because she keeps trying to wake me up. And so right when I'm like, I'm done, you know, I'm not talking to you again, she'll lick my lips and... You know, and it's amazing because the animals don't necessarily lick each other's lips. Humans will kiss. They're very lip related. So when an animal touches your lips, it means it's trying to communicate with you on your level. Right? I mean, how do animals show interest in each other? They sniff each other's butts. Maybe cats will clean each other. My cats will clean each other, and then all of a sudden, they'll start to wrestle because it's like somebody hits a tickly spot, and then they just start to bite and wrestle each other and do stupid stuff. But dogs, I mean, dogs show love by wagging their tail. We kiss our dogs. We kiss our animals. So they start to now go up to our mouths because they realize that that's how they could communicate with us. And, you know, they get that positive reinforcement, like, oh, you kissing mama, that's so sweet. We forget what were our animals doing right before we woke up or right before we came home. Right? Most likely, they were cleaning themselves. And they were probably cleaning their tushies or something else. Such that when you came home, they stopped what they were doing, put their leg down, ran over to you, and then kissed your mouth. So health officials in the UK and Portugal are saying, look, these animals can be spreading superbugs by oral fecal route. Now, a lot of us will get diarrhea and we'll get these infections and, you know, I'll explain oral fecal route. And they're like, look, I put nothing in my mouth that was anywhere near somebody's feces. Well, how it happens is if somebody doesn't wash their hands, you know, when they're preparing your food, you know, or you put your mouth on something that might not have been cleaned or touched by somebody who might have touched themselves. That's how you get oral fecal route. Or if you directly put your mouth in that area, right, which happens, and or if you get kissed by an animal that might have just touched theirs. So it's obviously a concern. Antibiotic resistance is deemed a big threat, and scientists are worried that the next sort of Trojan horse, shall we say, of these superbugs coming in antibiotic resistance could be through our little Fido or Fluffy. So a team of UK and Portuguese researchers say the transmission occurs via the fecal-oral route. Dogs lick their backsides and then spread drug-resistant bacteria. These experts come from the UK Royal College and the University of Lisbon. They tested the feces of human and animal inhabitants of 41 Portuguese and 45 British homes. Now, the project was going to be presented at a medical conference in Portugal. It included a total of 114 humans, 85 dogs, and 18 cats. Samples were collected and then genetically tested for superbugs. Scientists found 14 dogs, one cat, and 15 humans to test positive for strains of drug-resistant E. coli. Now, drug-resistant E. coli is deadly. I mean, that could cause hemolytic uremic syndrome. It could cause kidney failure, sepsis, all sorts of things. You don't want E. coli, especially you don't want it coming into your mouth. And E. coli lives in the colon. And many strains are known to be resistant to multiple antibiotics. They found in 4 households, people and their pets were found to have bacteria with matching antibiotic-resistant genes. The results implied that one had contaminated the other. Now, they say the study was only observational. It cannot prove that pets are directly responsible. But, you know, obviously it's not a good idea to be, you know, licking the mouth or, I mean, letting your dog lick your mouth. I mean, what movie was it where somebody was, you know, eating a ice cream cone and then sharing it with dogs? Dogs love ice cream. And then they're both sharing an ice cream. When you love your animal and you love your dog, or you love your cat, you don't mind them sharing your food. My cats do that. So they'll be fed, but they like grown-up food. And so they'll sit there, and like, I'll have a cupcake. And oh my gosh, my cats love frosting. So they will go into my, I'm like holding my cupcake, you know, watching TV, and then they're partially eating my cupcake. Well, I'm not going to throw the cupcake out, so I'm going to eat the cupcake too. And then I leave their part for them, and then I eat mine, and then I might forget, you know. So you aren't really supposed to be sharing a cupcake with your cats, especially with do they ever clean their mouths? The dog never cleans their mouth. And I get it. When you love your animals, you want to share things. You want to love them. You want to nuzzle up, you know, and the animals like that. They get it. You know, I kiss, you know, Shaky, but Shaky is still alive. The cat that we thought was going to die last year, we were told needed to be put down. He is now as vibrant as ever. He's gaining weight, so we're not putting him down. He's still alive and happy. Every morning I give him a kissy on the top of his head. Now, you know, his ears go back. He doesn't want kissies, but I give him a kissy, but I don't kiss him out. I only kiss the top of the head, which is still not a good idea, because how do cats clean? They lick their paw. They got a lot of, in their tongue, they have a lot of these, if you guys ever see a tongue up close, it looks smooth, but when they clean, they get these little spokes that come out to really get in there, and then they squirt the saliva in there. So what they do is they do their paw, and then they touch the back of their head. So if they're still going to get, everywhere you kiss your animal, you're probably going to get part of their feces. So it's common knowledge, but we just forget. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Marion asked if I saw the video footage of Barack Obama and Joe Biden, and what did I think of his mentation and cognitive state yesterday. I didn't watch the whole video. I was on air. But I did see, as we spoke about in earlier in my show, I fixated on Joe Biden's mole on his scalp that looked a lot darker than the past. I compared other pictures. I actually wrote a piece on this. It's on my Twitter, Facebook, and website. And it looks like Joe Biden does have a mole that's getting darker. Makes me a little nervous of melanoma. Jimmy Carter had melanoma. FDR appears to have melanoma. So, you know, an older president with a mole on the top of his scalp, I get a little nervous about that. Even though, you know, he does get regular, you know, skin screens, I, you know, do kind of worry. It does look, if you see all the pictures, I brought up pictures from, you know, 2021, versus 2017. It wasn't there in 2017. Didn't, you know, and then all of a sudden it seems to kind of pop up and get bigger. So I don't know. I'm a little worried about that. But it was hard to watch. And one of the reasons why it was hard to watch is, you know, I might have disagreed with Obama on parts of the Affordable Care Act. There were some parts that had to be done, but they had to be done delicately. And that's not how politicians do things. So rather than a simple bill saying we're going to stop pre-existing conditions and we're going to make sure physicals are covered, it was 2,000 pages of stuff, and the prices of insurance company went through the roof. We're now paying insurance companies money for their higher premiums. Patients have high deductibles. It was a mess. And trying to revamp it makes somebody accused of causing people to lose their health insurance. So it's one of those things where it's, you know, you're going to hit the red wire no matter what you do. So I'm not a fan of the Affordable Care Act in its entirety. But when you did see President Biden next to former President Obama, it was like night and day. You saw the youth. You saw the confidence. You saw Obama just looked like he had a grip. Maybe we don't all agree all the time with every single, you know, but when you see, you know, and Trump would have that too. You know, you see the confidence. And with Joe Biden is 79 years old. I mean, it's, you know, he's no spring chicken. So you saw the age. But what was really tough to see was how people ignored him. Obama was in the room. So everybody was shaking his hand. Kamala Harris was giggling and following Obama around all over the place. And you see Joe Biden just kind of walking around. And then it almost looks like Obama was ignoring him. There, at one point, Biden was trying to get into the circle. And he put his hand on Obama. And Obama just kind of ignored him. And I've seen this with people and their grandparents. I've seen this all too long. People will ignore the grandparent in the room. And it's a form of elder abuse. You know, you keeping ignoring and isolating. But what it looked like was a family reunion and people ignoring grandpa. And it was sad. And you could almost see the sadness on Biden's face. That, not a good look. People think Barack Obama being there was to help. It hurt. The comparison, the contrasting, it just showed the difference. Barack Obama is 60 years old. And mind you, Joe Biden was spry at age 60, you know, also. But just the comparison, the contrasting, it didn't look good. And so the footage has been all over, the news media of everybody surrounding, Obama, everybody talking to Obama, and Biden being ignored. And it's awkward. You know, Obama made a little joke, you know, about, you know, Vice President Biden. And, you know, he said he made a joke. And you know, it was just very apparent. It was almost insulting. And I don't think Obama did it on purpose. It's just when you're that sort of a figure. You know, I've had that problem with people, you know, indirectly where, you know, somebody will, let's say, be, you know, giving a speech or they'll teach a class or something like that. And then I'll come in and it'll be all this energy and, you know, laughter because I'm making jokes, and it's a whole different mood. And the contrast. I can't tell you, even when I was in school and I'd give a report, or students would say, I don't want to follow Dahlia. I don't want to follow. I don't want to, because it's one of those things that, no, I didn't leave gas up there. It was because, you know, it's, and I'm not saying this to compliment myself, but You have to, when you, I don't know if you've ever designed a comedy set or a list of speakers or whatever, you have to really choreograph the energies correctly. And the, because if you have somebody super funny and then you have somebody come up there that's not that funny, it's not going to work. So you have the opener, you have the closer, you have the ones in the middle, but then you also have someone to kind of set the tone and change it up a little bit. So it allows, it's like almost sorbet in a meal. I don't know if you guys have ever been to a fancy meal. I don't go often, but I went to one restaurant, and they gave you this, like, ice cream thing. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And they go, well, it's sorbet. It's to cleanse your palate. I'm like, but I have water. And I guess you do that so that it separates the entrees and then it makes the other entree more tasteful to you. That's kind of, they didn't necessarily do that. It almost looked like they weren't that friendly. They didn't like each other too much. And you know, mind you, look, you know, Obama needed Bill Clinton to help him. I mean, you pick the popular people in your, in your party. And, I mean, Bill Clinton, even though, yes, he had his, you know, scandals now with the Jeffrey Epstein thing, but before the Jeffrey Epstein issue, I mean, they used him for the Democratic convention, and dang, I mean, it was the energy. You cannot, things might be different now with Bill Clinton, but before, you get Bill Clinton up there, he can open it, close it, he could just say vote for so-and-so and you got it. He had that energy, and Obama now has that energy. And it's so, yeah, I saw what happened. Biden is looking frail. We haven't even gotten to the midterms. His approval rating has dropped down to 39%. And listen, you know, I'm independent. It's not about being Republican or Democrat. We have enemies, and some pretty serious enemies, that are watching every move. And we just can't look weak. And you know, some people might say, no, you know, Trump didn't stave off our enemies. Part of me thinks, you know, a show of confidence, a show of don't mess around. Somebody in the White House like Obama or Trump, I don't think we would have been in this situation right now. And I'm not blaming what's going on in Ukraine on Biden, but I do think it's a very logical theory that Putin waited until he saw there was a different administration that he could maybe get away with a little bit more. I mean, Trump had said, it's always great to be Monday morning quarterback. Trump had said, oh yeah, he wouldn't have done this during my administration. And maybe it, maybe Putin has wanted to do this for years. After Crimea, he's like, I want to move on. But 2016, Trump went into power and he decided, I'm going to hold off. I don't know. But the problem is even when you do have a stronger, more confident person in the White House, you still have people plan. I mean, this took years to plan what Putin's doing. My guess is China is still in planning stages. So, yeah, I did see the video. It was sad. I hope I think they could have handled the Biden, Obama sort of, you know, press. I think they could have handled it better. 1-877, Dr. Allen, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning of enormous economic impact on Americans thanks to the war in Ukraine. Yellen saying Americans will deal with disruptions on the flow of energy and food as a result of Russia's unprovoked invasion. The Treasury Secretary adding Russia and Ukraine account for around one-third of the world's wheat exports. Residents in Texas are cleaning up after a storm with winds of over 100 miles an hour blew through East Texas, causing power outages, property damage, and falling trees that killed at least one man. Resident Ron Roan describes how his home was affected.
They raised the trailer up a couple of feet and blocked us in. We had to have the fire department come cut things out so we can get out.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News. A governor in a state is expected to sign a near-total ban on abortion.
In an effort to save the lives of the voiceless, the Oklahoma House approved a bill Tuesday that would make performing an abortion a felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, except to save the life of the mother. The House voted 70-14 to send the bill to Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, who had previously said he'd sign it into legislation.
In my part of the state, and I think that's true in most areas of the state as well.
Oklahoma House of Representatives Republican Jim Olson on Tulsa Channel 2. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The FDA is warning that tainted raw oysters could be linked to a norovirus outbreak. The oysters are from British Columbia and were sold to restaurants and retailers in at least 30 states. Norovirus is highly contagious and often causes stomach flu, producing symptoms such as abdominal pain, diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, have any of you guys ever had norovirus? You might not know because we can't necessarily, you know, test you if you're on a trip, on a cruise ship. But if you're throwing up, if you have diarrhea, if you feel bad and your trip is ruined, there's a good chance it was norovirus. You don't want norovirus. Norovirus is what has caused the SS Stinkies to happen, where cruise ships become completely, you know, inundated with flu-like illness, and where there's just diarrhea and vomiting, and it just stinks. And people, you know, are forced to stay in their rooms. They really can't eat. They can't enjoy the trip. And then it finally the ship comes into harbor, and then it has to be completely disinfected, and it's a mess. Well, FDA is now advising restaurants and retailers not to serve or sell potentially contaminated raw oysters from Canada. Now, I don't know if you remember, about a couple days ago, there were 26 Washington residents who developed norovirus-like symptoms after eating raw oysters from Canada. Well, the FDA has now sent an advisory saying they're working with federal, state, and local officials as well as Canadian public health authorities regarding this outbreak, and they have confirmed that potentially contaminated raw oysters harvested in the south and central parts of the Baines Sound, British Columbia, Canada, were distributed to restaurants and retailers in California, Colorado, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Jersey, Nevada, New York, Oregon, Texas, and Washington. It is possible that additional states received those oysters through further distribution within the U.S. Now, the FDA and the states conducted a trace-forward investigation to determine where the raw oysters were distributed and to ensure they're removed from the food supply. Meaning, you could trace back and trace forward. Somebody's sick. Hey, where did you eat? What did you eat? Well, I ate this. Okay, what did you eat? Well, we ate this. We had this. Okay, so you start to see the common. It's actually kind of a cool job, to be honest. Then you kind of find the patterns. All right, so it's oysters. Let's go back. All right, let's go see where. All right, so it came from this facility, but now you got to trace forward. So now, where have similar shipments gone? It's called tracing forward. So that's where they know where they're distributed. So what are symptoms? Well, diarrhea, vomiting, nausea, stomach pain are the biggies. So you get really bad cramps. Oh, my gosh, norovirus is so bad. Oh, it's so bad. Then you get fever. You could get body aches. You could get headaches. And you get sick pretty quickly. You could become ill within 12 hours, but sometimes you might not get sick for a couple days. Now, and that's kind of the difference between norovirus and, let's say, salmonella poisoning or E. coli. So with bacteria, things sometimes take a little bit longer. Sometimes the bacteria will release the toxins that will make you sick. But for you to have, like, an infection, sometimes the bacteria take a while to grow. Whereas with, you know, viruses sometimes act a little quicker. So it's not always, but, you know, I seem to see those trends. But the big problem with norovirus is norovirus shouldn't necessarily kill you. It's a virus. The virus is going to die off. You're going to get better unless you get severely dehydrated. You could get so dehydrated that that could be a problem. So when somebody has a norovirus, sometimes we do have to hospitalize them and give them IV fluids. So what do restaurants and retailers need to do? Well, if you sell raw oysters, don't. I mean, who eats these things? Restaurants and retailers should dispose of any products by throwing them in the garbage or returning to the distributor for destruction. Restaurants and retailers should also be aware, according to the FDA, that the oysters may be a source of pathogens and should control the potential for cross-contamination of food processing equipment and the food processing environment. So basically, if you have been preparing the oysters, you find that out, and you didn't really clean off the counter, that's a problem. They say wash your hands with warm water and soap following the cleaning and sanitation process. Retailers, restaurants, and other food service operators who have processed and packaged any potentially contaminated products need to be concerned about cross-contamination of cutting surfaces and utensils. Retailers that have sold bulk product should clean and sanitize the containers used to hold the product. Frequent cleaning and sanitizing of food contact surfaces. So, consumers, don't eat any more raw oysters. If you feel sick, contact your healthcare provider. Wash your hands. And, yeah, here's the thing. I get that people like to eat raw. I get that. I know it might be disgusting and we might be like, ooh, that's gross. But because I look at us as animals and we humans, you know, we are, you know, forefathers and foremothers were cavemen. So we would eat a raw fish, or I mean, until we learned to cook it and go, you know, it might taste better. Maybe a fish flopped on the fire and then they're like, well, man, is it ruined? They go eat it anyway. They go, ooh, the skin is crispy. So, you know, but for the most part, when you're hungry, you would eat. You grab the fish and you'd eat it. And we learned over time that there were pathogens that could hurt you. That's why in the Bible, there's all these kashrut rules where we're not supposed to eat pork. Because if you didn't cook the pork right, you would get sick. Shellfish. If you were eating shellfish, raw shellfish could kill you. So we had, in biblical times, learned we need to avoid certain foods because they're going to hurt you. And so God decreed that they were clean. So, you know, but people still like the taste. I mean, I like beef tartare. I'll sometimes order my food medium rare. And my mom's like, oh, my gosh, there's blood. There's just something about well done. I just don't like well done. I just don't. By the way, yesterday I made 4-hour lamb. Really about 2.5 hour because there was some smoking coming out of the oven. But 4-hour lamb is really yummy. We got these little lamb shanks, but not a lot. I'm trying to get everybody to have smaller portions. And then I put some olive oil and some wine and a bunch of like basil and garlic and things like that, put it on it, and then slow cooked them, and oh my gosh, they were so good. Hey, that was so yummy. So anyway, avoid oysters, please. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Janet Yellen is warning of enormous economic repercussions from the war in Ukraine. And we've been saying this. We're going to feel it soon. We might not feel it too much right now. Europe is going to get hit really hard, and then we're going to get hit. It's going to be a rough summer. Just prepare, people. And one of the reasons why is, you know, we talked about car shortages and car part shortages, but Ukraine and Russia grows a bunch of wheat. And so food and energy prices are going to soar, raise concerns of obviously of economic slowdown, recession. We're starting to raise interest rates to try to fight inflation. People are going to stop buying, but if there's low supply, prices are going to go up. It's going to be a mess. Yellen described Russia's, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen described Russia's invasion as brutal and unprovoked on Wednesday, emphasized the Treasury Department is committed to holding Russia accountable for its actions. Russia. Biden has imposed new sanctions, banking institutions, as well as individuals, including Vladimir Putin's daughters, because of the carnage and war crimes. But European partners remain very heavily reliant on Russian energy exports and also their food. So, Germany could be in trouble when it comes to the gas. I know everybody's been trying to say, look, we got this, we got this. But there's been kind of this hesitancy. And so food shortages is going to be a problem. And remember, we had horrible issues with our food crisis because when we locked down restaurants and bars, farmers didn't know what to do with their food. They had to throw out food. And countries battling COVID didn't want it. And so now we're going to try to, you know, reach demand again. It's going to be a mess. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while the world is bracing for issues when it comes to our global grains and food prices and shortages and all the other mess that we're seeing, in America, as just alone, we have had to kill 23 now. Million chickens and turkeys. Why? Because of the avian flu. 23 million chickens and turkeys could have fed 23 million families. That's a lot. And we're expecting the numbers to go up. Globally, there's been multiple cullings of animals because of the bird flu. As they spread it, you can't trust eating the even though it's not supposed to zoonotically jump from animals to humans, there's still that potential. So they're not messing around with it. We also don't want to create a condition or a landscape such that this avian flu, which is very deadly to birds, ends up figuring out a way to make it across humans. So they're getting killed. And again, we're going to have an egg shortage. We're going to have a chicken shortage. Well, zoos are being affected by this. And we're being told that zoos across North America are moving their birds indoors and away from people and wildlife because they're trying to protect them from highly contagious and potential deadly avian flu. Penguins are usually already encased. So zoos might still be able to allow, you know, visitors to look at penguins. Penguins are fun. Some of these, I've been to now multiple zoos, and what they do with the penguins is they allow, there's like this little dome where you can crawl under the exhibit, stick your head in the dome, and then be around these penguins, and these penguins are looking at you, and then you get to take pictures. Poor penguins. I love penguins. Penguins are so much fun to watch. And they love bubbles. So when you're in these zoos, you see somebody blowing bubbles, and penguins love bubbles. I just love penguins. But because they're encased, they're away from visitors, they will probably still, you know, be able to be on exhibit as long as that encasing is kind of a closed encasing. The problem is people go in and out. If they're working with the other birds, they can affect the birds. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But zoos are trying to protect their penguins right now. So according to Maria Frank, manager of welfare science at Toronto Zoo, they have less than 24 loggerhead shrike songbirds. They are breeding them in hopes of reintroducing them into the wild. A lot of zoos will try to protect these endangered species and allow them to have a home where they could breed and then be able to, you know, go back out there. And they say we take amazing care, and the welfare and well-being of our animals is the utmost importance. There's a lot of staff that has close connections with the animals and they care for here at the zoo. So they don't want their animals dying. Toronto zoo workers have been adding roofs to some indoor bird exhibits, double-checking the mesh surrounding enclosures. They want to make sure they keep wild birds out that could bring the flu. Birds will shed the avian flu virus through their droppings and nasal discharge. Yeah. And it's allergy season. I don't know if birds have allergies, but so experts say it can be spread through contaminated equipment, clothing, boots, vehicles carrying supplies. Research has shown that small birds that squeeze into zoo exhibits or buildings can spread the flu. Even mice, they say, could track it inside. So, you know, we at these zoos, you know, it's interesting. There's this debate. Do zoos help animals or hurt them? And so many, many animal advocates say zoos hurt. Zoos on the flip side say, but we're actually protecting these endangered species. We're now protecting animals from flu. We're teaching people about appreciation, so they're less likely to hunt or kill them. And then we're, you know, helping propagate, breeding of an endangered species. So there's I see both sides. I totally see both sides. But yeah, I mean, you know, little birds might see other birds, and they might be like, yeah, I want to come into that. That looks cool. They got some food. They have some real nice food. Thus far, no outbreaks have been reported at zoos, but there have been wild birds found dead that have had the flu. A wild duck had died behind the scenes area at the Blank Park Zoo in Des Moines, Iowa. That was after the tornadoes last month. It tested positive for avian flu. Now, most bird flu cases are found in poultry. We are going to be anticipating issues with chicken, eggs, and supply with that, as well as cost. So it's not a good scenario. I don't want the animals to die. I mean, I don't want the animals to die of bird flu because we want to eat them. I think they're going to die anyway, but I'd rather at least their life not be in vain. All right. precautions zoos are taking is also trying to keep birds in smaller groups. USDA and state veterinarians would make the final decisions about which birds have to be killed if any get affected. What they'll do is euthanasia. And so they do have proactive measures. It's not easy. Kansas City Zoo has heard some complaints from visitors that they can't see the birds. Tell people to, just kind of chill. By the way, I really urge Disneyland or any of these amusement parks or zoos, if you have a ride or something that's closed down temporarily, that or exhibit, maybe discount the zoo fee. I can't stand it when they charge full price. We were visiting the beaches of Normandy, and I was like, you know what? We're close to Disneyland Paris. I want to see. I love Disney. I might not agree all the time with their politics, but I just love Disney. And I'm like, let's go to Disneyland Paris. Apparently, their Space Mountain has like an upside down loop de loop. You know, it's one of the best space mountains in the world. The ride was closed. No change in ticket price. No change. The one ride I really wanted to go on at Paris Disney was closed. It's interesting. The Disneylands. Each Disneyland has a different castle, either the Beauty and the Beast castle or the Snow White castle or the Cinderella. Each Disney has a different castle. They have definitely a different take. Like, apparently, the West is a real big deal. Europe thinks the Wild West, the American West, is cool. So Frontierland is like one of their more popular parks, whereas in our Disneyland, it's more the Space Mountain or we live in the desert. It's not as exciting, Frontierland. So it's interesting. Also, when you do the It's a Small World, in America, Disneyland or Disney World, they go through all the country, all the, nationalities and the nations. When they get to America in the European one, the Paris one, they have, how are they going to represent America? So they have the cowboy. They have the, the Wild West. They also have football and a cheerleader and the football and baseball. And so I think that's fascinating that, how other countries will characterize. They had a really beautiful USA display in the It's a Small World, but how they concentrated on, because we put a lot of, focus on our football, on our yee-haw Wild West. It's interesting. I wouldn't think twice about that, but that's how America was depicted. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.